Welcome back, shorties, which is what I'm going to start calling you guys, if that's okay. Especially for you normal listeners. It is the 12th episode of the second season, guys. This is our second season, so we've technically had, 20-something episodes? That's crazy. I mean, I can't wait till we get to, 50 or something. And today, guys, I just want to let you know, it's National Eat What You Want Day on May 11th, which is today, 2021. Also, just letting you guys know, 40 days till summer. Can't wait until, freedom and no school and everything. I heard some people are already out of school, which is crazy. Okay, let's get into it. First of all, I don't know, the theme today is going to be kind of about children for some reason. It just popped up when I was looking at the StoryCorps story. And we're going to listen to it. It's called Finding a Mom and the Power of Love, Reflections from a Foster Mother and Daughter. And it's about a girl that grew up in foster care in Philadelphia. And she spent the majority of her childhood living with one foster mother. When she was 17, her foster mom died and she found herself searching for a family once again. In 2015, Jade was placed in the home of Stacia Parker. The early months of their relationship were tough as they both learned to trust each other. And then their connection deepened as they grew and looks like a pretty good relationship. Let's look in on this. Okay. It's called I've Been Searching for My Mom All My Life, Then I Got You. That's what it's called. I don't know about you guys. I'm not adopted, but I do know people that are. And I know fostering is different than adoption, but I think that it's just amazing. Adoption is just amazing where somebody that's been, maybe somebody didn't really care and then somebody found them. I just think that's really important for everybody to find a home.
This next story, we'll hear from Jade Roan, who grew up in foster care in Philadelphia. When she was a teenager, her longtime foster mother died, leaving her once again searching for a new family. Eventually, she was placed in Stacia Parker's home. That was in 2015. They came to StoryCorps in 2019 and sat down to remember those early days.
Nobody asked me how I was feeling. I just felt like I didn't matter. So when I was doing bad in school, I kept it to myself.
So when you came to my house, It was totally different.
It was totally different.
I knew that you were quiet. And I knew that because you were quiet and petite, that people had not paid attention to you. Mm-hmm. You would just say, See how you just said? You wouldn't use your words. You had no requests, not even specific food. I said, this is unusual for a teenager. So do you remember the day that you came to me and said, I don't want to live here? You told me that the things I wanted from you were impossible.
That sounds like something I would say.
You said that it was no way you were going to learn to make a bed.
Clean.
Be on time. And I wanted you to continue your violin practice. As an African-American female, society was already going to...
Okay, I mean, I don't, agree with all this, thing where it's, I do believe that Black Lives Matter, but I don't know if they're doing this for the organization or not. But, yeah, I just think, this main focus on the story is that they're getting fostered. Yeah, it looks like a good relationship.
Marginalize you.
Right.
So I was trying to develop your voice.
You asked me questions about what was going on. You asked me, okay, so you fell in this class, so what we need to do? I'm like, what you mean, what we need to do? Because nobody put we. It was always, you need to fix this. So what's something that you think I've taught you?
You've taught me the power of love. You really helped me see that not only do I know what your needs are, but that I know how to meet them.
I'm glad. I want to thank you for everything, because if you would not have pushed me, I don't think I would be anywhere near where I am right now. I've been searching for a mom all my life. Then I got you. And we've been... it's been bumpy.
But I'll be here.
I know you will.
Wow, that was interesting. That what she looks like a teenager or like a tween, this girl with this foster mom. The foster mom, it must seem like me. I wonder if they actually, if she adopted her eventually. But it looks like they had a pretty good relationship. Okay, so guys, I thought for crime time this time, we would look into this social experiment. If you know what a social experiment is, a social experiment is where, like, you have a person that maybe they're taking the video or whatever. They're just trying to see it, what somebody's gonna do to react. Like, for example, like, oh, a social experiment. Would you steal money from a blind man? Would you literally take strangers' candy? But this is by some guy named Kobe Person. You might have heard of him. You might have seen this video already. But we're going to be listening to it on... It's about somebody, some stranger danger. And guys, this is where you need to avoid stranger danger.
So right now I'm here with the father of Sarah. Sarah is 11 years old?
She's actually 12.
12 years old, okay. Tell me about her. What?
Well, she's actually very into that Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go. This was in 2016. This is like 5 years ago. So, I mean, Pokemon, I guess, was pretty popular. And, like, if you know, I mean, I think I downloaded it, like, once. And then I got rid of it because it was just boring to me. But, like, this Pokemon Go app where you, like, walk around trying to find the Pokemon, it was actually kind of dangerous when people started finding out, like, walking around, maybe you walk where a car is or something. It was just a really kind of dangerous game. I mean, some people probably still play. I mean, I don't.
Pokemon Go
game. Pokemon Go, she's, like, yeah. I would say obsessed with it.
So do you let her go out sometimes, like, around the area? Or?
Yeah, I let her play, you know, around this area. I think it's probably safe, and she's very involved in it, but she's supposed to stay within these blocks.
Yeah, within the apartment complex block?
Yeah, around, like, there's a few buildings involved.
Okay.
So I would prefer her to stay in this area.
Yeah.
You know, and then I give her space. She's supposed to be around here right now.
Okay, so we're going to give her a call and figure out where she is. Exact block so we can go and test her and see how she would react.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Sarah. How you doing?
Good. I'm just playing Pokemon Go.
I know.
She's always on Pokemon Go. Like, was it that addicting?
Where exactly are you right now?
I'm on the corner of
Oh, okay. Listen, it's getting dark, and I really rally maybe about another 15, 20 minutes, nothing more than that.
Okay.
Okay? And you remember everything we spoke about, right?
Yep.
Okay, have fun.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, this social experiment is a child, like a predator abduction experiment of stranger danger. So it's where this guy, Kobe, he's setting up somebody that is pretending to be a stranger, even though they really are a stranger, but it's a hired actor or actress or whoever. And this... he's seeing if the real girl and the real dad, like, how the dad's gonna react to his real daughter if she does something. Like, if is she gonna go for the, like, stranger, or is she gonna, like, go away, run? We'll find out. 10 minutes
what
later.
What you doing?
There's some actress guy in a car, some, like, kind of older guy. It's, like, 10 minutes after they call her.
I'm out here hunting Pokemon. There's like a really rare one 4 blocks up. Alakazam. Yeah, come on, let's find it.
Dude, she got in the car.
All right.
That's really dangerous.
Yo.
They just said that she's in the car.
In the car? Okay, let's go. All right. Oh, man.
Oh, they're driving right behind them.
That's my house.
Yep, and that's your dad.
Oh, this is where the reaction comes in good.
Do you know this guy? talked about this before. Why calling him?
I was just playing Pokemon.
And, but, you know, this is a stranger. We spoke about things like that. You know what could have happened? You get into a car with strangers, someone you don't know. Somebody could, you could be kidnapped, or they could hurt you. How do you just, what would be the reason that you would get in the car with this man? Get out of the car now.
Dude, the parents always get so mad, but, like, if they actually did do something right, they would be, like, praising them for doing it. But, like, in this situation, it was not good.
You don't realize what could have happened. How many times
have okay. That was one. I think there's another one.
Talk to her about yeah. not talking to strangers or just the stranger dangers type of thing?
Yes, of course.
Okay, it's a different lady this time.
Especially, you know, the things that go on in the world.
Like, yeah. So she's at a friend's house. How many blocks away is it? Like three or four?
3 blocks away. Like she, 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, always, every
always,
day.
Always,
always. So that would be 30 minutes?
Yes.
So we're going to send out an actor right now and put her to the test and see how she does.
See how she does.
It's the same dude, so I don't know if it's like... And then she just yeeted out of there. She just starts running.
Running. Oh, man.
That's, like, so intense. Like, the music, the guy's driving and she's running at the same time. And then she ran into the mom's arms and it's, like, a movie scene.
Are you okay? A man tried to take you in the car? Just testing you. We wanted to see what you would do in this situation, and you did the right thing. Okay?
Good. Man, I'm just so glad that, like, my parents teach me stuff about that, because if I didn't, I mean, I might not know about that. It's pretty scary, huh? Okay, guys. Lastly, today we are going to be looking at something different. I didn't write a poem or anything this time. I didn't really know, like, what I write on children that much. So I found this article on Reader's Digest, I guess, of there's these heartwarming stories of older children who finally found their forever home. If you know, usually older children are not the ones that are, you know, adopted first. Usually it's like the little babies or the little kids, because, like, maybe there's a stereotype or something, like, oh, they can find themselves on them their own, like, someday. But it's really important also for older kids to get adopted. Okay, so there's, and actually, according to this article, being older in adoption is more common than you think, which is nearly 2 million children, or 2% of kids in the United States. Through adoption, 140,000 of them were adopted each year. 38% found families through private domestic adoptions, 25% through international, and 37% through foster care. And just 62% of them were placed within a month of birth. So that's a big percentage. So that's, like, less percent for the older people. And some of the famous people who were adopted as older children. And it's harder for them to get adopted, but it might take them a long time, but they usually do get in, is what this is saying. There was somebody named Rebecca Masterson who adopted an 18-year-old because everyone needs a family, is what she said, in Arizona. She decided she wanted to start her own family, and she knew that she would only adopt one child and it would be a girl, but she was wrong on both counts and she couldn't be more happy now. Rebecca adopted Jax, a boy, from an orphanage in China when he was 3.5 years old. She'd originally chosen a little girl, but when she saw Jax's photo on a special needs waiting list for a child, she immediately fell in love. But the feeling wasn't mutual, at least at first. Jax screamed his way through China, biting and kicking us all the way home, she says. He was absolutely terrified. And towards the end, like, She finally adopted him on his 18th birthday. I mean, it took her so long. I guess maybe it was just, like, fostering. Well, it says she adopted him at an orphanage, but I think that, oh yeah, the process of adoption is really long, so that's why when she finally adopted him when he was 18. There was this one person was a, when they were, their name was Hing Potter, kind of reminds me of Harry Potter. When, so when they were 30, well, they're 33, probably around now, but when they were younger, they were found on a street in Cambodia in, a place called Phnom Penh when he was 3 months old and he was taken to the orphanage. And then he lived there for 4 years until he was adopted by his American parents, Doug and Elise. Then they adopted 3 more children, 2 more from the same place, and for also from India. They became Hing's siblings. He had a great childhood. He was healthy. But as he grew, he noticed difference between his parents and himself. And, like, because they were, like, had to do with kind of, like, his skin color wasn't, since he wasn't from America, he realized that he wasn't the same as his parents. And then I guess that they probably told him he wanted to know more about his heritage. It's called Khmer heritage. And yeah, his ethnicity was different, but they all got the sides of the story on that one. And there was this one, let's see the last one. Somebody adopted a teen just 10 days after they met them. Must have loved them so much. So, after Way Alliance, a nonprofit that somebody ran, they saw a 17-year-old kid who'd run away from their foster home because they were trying to keep from being homeless. But the teenager had already lived through a lot of trouble. They had been adopted once and then relinquished. Did a stint unfairly, is what somebody named Joy says, in the juvenile justice system and had endured 5 out-of-home placements. And now, after years of turmoil, the system was going to just spit him up out of the streets of his 18th birthday. And so this lady, Joy, she knew that she had to help him, so they brought him into his family. I think that that's amazing, guys. Okay. Those were some pretty good stories today. If you guys have any interesting ideas, please DM me on Instagram at Short Stories Podcast or at maiden.olivia_11 where I will respond more. Or email me at osubeavergirl21@gmail.com, all lowercase. Have a great rest of the week, guys. See you later. Adios, shorties.